You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
It's Metal Shop here. I'm recording in my bedroom, as you've probably caught on by now. I've talked to a few people, and I'm going to be talking right now with Tom from Indecision, and also Most Precious Blood and Axe to Grind podcast. And he's a busy man over there in New York City. So while a lot of us are staying at home, he is on the front lines. First off, how are you doing? How are you staying sane these days?
Hey, I'm doing all right. You know, it's pretty stressful over here in New York City, but you know, we have a job to do and we're gonna make sure we, you know, we keep everyone as safe as possible and kind of do what we're meant to do.
Absolutely.
How's everything out in Seattle?
Well, I mean, I fortunately am able to stay home and stay safe and stuff. You know, I'm kind of just taking some time to do some podcast recording and stuff. And I know you've been doing that too. You've been extra active with the podcast. You on Axe to Grind, it seems like almost every day or every other day you guys are uploading something. What's your schedule like on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's been, Bob is kind of like really taking the lead on that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Just because I had been like, I was still working at the time. So like one of those episodes, I was literally at my desk at work.
Mm-hmm.
And we were kind of, the governor in New York was like kind of asking everyone to go to like 50% capacity. And then it was like 75 again. So the numbers in our office are dwindling. So I was literally the only person in the office. So I was like, I have time. So like we recorded one while I was working. And then, so like Bob has really kind of done a ton of it, like having some of the folks closer to him. We record, I mean, probably together every 3 days or so.
Okay.
But like we record a bunch, we kind of try to record a bunch at a time.
Yeah.
Just so we can kind of like sort of divvy them up over the week.
So you, are you still working? Like, did you work today?
Oh, yeah. Now I'm working a lot from home. But still kind of managing everything. But I still go into the office once in a while as well.
Are you able to at least kind of touch on what it is you do and why your job is essential? And are you able to mention that?
Sure, of course. Yeah. So what I do, so I'm like the senior, so I run this a program. My title is like senior director. So it's, our program works with people coming out of Rikers Island with mental health issues.
Okay, yeah.
So Rikers Island is our main jail in New York City.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, so what we're doing is, so we provide a service, like we kind of, we get referred certain clients, we work with them while they're still incarcerated, and we try to help kind of make that transition back into the community as smooth as possible.
Yeah.
In terms of everything. So it's like setting them up with any kind of treatment they may need, helping with like housing, getting, you know, job skills, or, like literally anything under the sun. And it's very kind of individualized for everybody that we're working with. So it's like, no matter what, where they are in life, you know, we kind of meet them where they're at and yeah. we kind of provide the services that they need. So, Rikers, like the pandemic has hit pretty goddamn hard.
Yeah.
So like the last article I had read was that, people incarcerated are, the virus is spreading 75 times as quickly as in public.
Jesus.
So thankfully, not quick enough, but a lot of the governor and the mayor are making like kind of the, you know, reviewing these lists and letting people go with lower level crime, people Good. That were in for like dumb like technical parole things, like sure. if you missed an appointment, you used to get sent back to jail. It's kind of like they didn't commit another crime; they just didn't follow a rule. So, like, why are you keeping? So, like, there's been in the last less than a week, about 900 people released.
Holy!
I mean, now mind you, at its height, Rikers had 10,000 people there.
Yeah.
Now it's down to about 5,000. So they got 20%. Still not great by any means, but they're mm-hmm. at least, it's kind of. Starting to, so a lot of those folks are being released last second, so now they're back in the community with nothing set up. So that's kind of where we come in and make sure that, you know, the hope is to kind of break that cycle and get people into services so they're not going back.
All those people have to go through, a lot of those people have to go through you and your program. So yeah, you can't phone that in, dude. That sounds like you have a lot of work on your plate.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we signed up for. I mean, it's nothing like, the nurses and doctors and stuff that are working with the people that are kind of dealing with this now. It's nothing like that, but it's still, we're deemed essential. So as long as we're deemed essential, we'll be there.
You know, one thing that I never thought before this, all of this was occurring is how important the gatekeepers of like grocery workers, how important they are.
Oh, of course. They're really the backbone of everything.
Yeah. It's crazy.
If it wasn't for folks that were, still going to, I mean, I don't know how it is out in Washington, but like in New York, restaurants are still open. You can't go and sit, but mm-hmm. you can get takeout or you can get delivery.
Exactly. Yeah. That's how it is here.
Folks, right. So, and supermarkets are still open. Pharmacies are still open. All these folks that, everyone's complaining about getting $15 an hour. If we didn't have them, we would literally be, it'd be 300 years ago, and
yeah.
we'd all be like, no food, no electricity, we'd literally be back in the dark ages,
My sister, she's got 4 kids and I don't have any kids. So I feel kind of lucky on the end of like, man, for me, I'm kind of just, getting by and luckily, but I don't have kids, running up the, walls going crazy. So at least I've got that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I've heard a lot of friends with horror stories. So, I mean, I get it. And I read somebody was saying like, there was like some Twitter, something on Twitter, and the guy, somebody that lives in Brooklyn, mm-hmm. they were like, my next door neighbor brings his kids out like every 3 hours just to scream at the top of their lungs and then brings them back inside.
Oh my God.
I guess people need that relief.
I'm not sure if this was real or not, but I did see it. Like it was kind of viral. You know how in Italy people were going out on their balconies and playing music, but apparently in New York City someone tried to do that, and the people were like, "Shut the f*** up!"
I saw that. That sounds about right because there was another one that people were kind of sending around where it was like a whole neighborhood was rapping along to Biggie Smalls.
Yeah,
and that was fake. That was totally fake, but like I could totally picture being like it's like Coming to America.
Yeah,
like you totally. That's like I would not be surprised that like some dyed-in-the-wool 75-year-old old guy from New York is like shut up.
Yep. What's the vibe like in New York City right now? I mean, because you still got to go to work sometimes when you're not working from home. What's the vibe like out on the streets? Like, what is it? Pretty eerie for you?
It's super eerie. It's being here like after 9/11, it was kind of like that as well. But like people were still like able to get out and about.
Yeah,
you could go to the restaurant, but it had that like kind of somber feeling. And I think a lot of that, you know, this is that, but even more, you know what I mean? It's just sort of like if people are just walking around like shocked, like they can't believe like what is happening. And I mean, stores are closed. It just, you know, there's no cars in the street, you know, buses that would usually be crowded. There's like a bus that I usually take home at night, like pass by my apartment building and there were two people on it.
Oh my
and
God.
Usually like, forget it. Yeah. So it's really surreal. It's not really that much different from like 28 days later.
So $1,200, how big of an apartment can that get you in New York City?
You could probably get one with like four other people. You live in a bunk bed.
That's what I was. Seattle and in San Francisco too, but New York City especially.
I mean, I think San Francisco is actually worse than New York at this point. But like, I remember seeing. I feel like a one bedroom average in New York City is $2,800.
Holy,
something along those lines.
Okay, well, let's think a little bit more positive here. I mean, there's a
yes.
Let's talk more positive here, man. So, if you say you've got you wake up in the morning, you listen to the Daily, the New York Times podcast, you're stressing out, you're looking at all this news, it's grim. What's an album that you could put on that will put you at ease or de-stress you or give you less anxiety?
I'm trying to think, do I go Sad Bastard or just something that is just like my go-to? You know what? That's really tough. This is not going to go over well for your listeners.
Yeah.
But I might go something to write home about to Get Up Kids.
Hey, man, that's a good record. I have that on vinyl, so.
You know, like, it's fun. It's like sort of upbeat. Mind you, I'm also stuck in a small New York City apartment.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to be like, I'm putting in, like, I'm listening to Redneck Stomp or something by Obituary, but, like, not really helping.
Yeah.
It doesn't really help me in this tiny, confined space. So, something like that, maybe like a Julian Baker record or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, man. So speaking of that, and on the positive side of things, like, what are maybe three or four things that you can think of, like, off the top of your head that you're, like, super grateful for today?
Wow. So far, knock on wood, my family and most of my friends are all still healthy and safe from all this.
Mm-hmm.
That would be number one, first and foremost. I'm thankful for people that are kind of putting out content like this and like podcasts and all stuff like that. I was reading something that like podcasts like this are almost like it helps with the quarantine because it's as if other people are in the room.
Yes.
Which may be an issue for some folks. You know, maybe not, you know, your sister with four kids, but like the people that live alone and stuff, kind of like, you know, people would always like kind of text me and like DM me about like, they'd like respond to the Axe to Grind podcast, like out loud.
Yeah.
As if like, you know, when they were driving around, like what the, no, man, like, you know, so if podcasts have been hugely helpful for me, like, you know, just kind of getting through the day with work and all that sort of stuff. I'm thankful for all the essential workers in New York that are still kind of keeping everything as normal as we can be at this point.
Yeah.
You know, and probably thankful for whoever created the PlayStation 4 because it's keeping me busy otherwise.
What's your games?
I'm more of a sports game guy. I have no, like, I'm incredibly impatient, so I can't I'll play, like, Grand Theft Auto and 20 minutes into it, I'm like, so now I'm in a helicopter and cops are after me. Like, I don't have like the patience to kind of like go. So I'm playing a lot of baseball and a lot of basketball.
Man, remember those things?
I miss it. So can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What do you think? I mean, this might be one of your questions because we're both wrestling nerds.
Yeah.
What do you think about this whole empty arena stuff?
It's odd. I have a mixed feelings about it. Like, I just thought it was inevitable that something like Roman Reigns backing out, because I mean, obviously he's immunocompromised because he just battled leukemia. And I mean, like, more power to him for backing out. But that's just it to me, as much as I love like WWE and I'll always be a mark. That's a sign of him, like, that's a sign that, hey, maybe we shouldn't be going ahead with this while everyone else is canceling everything.
Right.
That being said, I will probably watch it. It's just very surreal. Like, I just think, like, right now, there would be, like, the start of WrestleMania week, and there'd be, like, 1,000 indie wrestling events happening, and, like, you know, with, like, Joey Janela's right. Spring Break and all that shit. And, like, for me personally, like, I feel like WWE, I was talking to Vince Averill from We Watch Wrestling, and we were talking earlier today, and we were talking...
I love his podcast.
Yeah, it's amazing. We were talking amazing. About how, you know, WWE, AEW, like, they'll get through this, and they're going to take some hit financially, but they'll be okay. Like, can you imagine being, like, a GCW or, like, one of those Black Label Pro or one of those small companies, and this, like, your whole year depends on this, and it's, like, the... How much money you probably just the loss? Oh my God, it's insane.
Well, and there was something with was it WrestleCon or whatever that like mm-hmm. they canceled, the hotels wouldn't like refund most of their money. So now like they're fighting about it. And all
it's a nightmare.
It's just like
a nightmare.
Yeah, I mean that's the big portion of you know their like you said their income for the year. And I think even for the big ones, like I was talking about it on they had asked me on our podcast.
Yeah,
it was sort of like. I think, like, no matter what, that stuff hurts. Like, the, mm-hmm. like wrestling hurts. I know it's, like, it's all, you know who's going to win and all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
Falling on your back is never fun.
Mm-hmm.
And now you having to do that with no feedback. Like, I always equate it to, like, being in a hardcore band. Like, yelling doesn't feel great.
Yeah.
It's not awesome. But, like, now having to do that in front of no one for, like, weeks on end, it's brutal. With no, like, response from anybody else, I couldn't imagine, like, being like, oh, cool, like, I'm, you know, Darby Allin is throwing himself all over the place, and
yeah.
it's dead silence because there's literally no one else allowed in the building.
Can you imagine if they put, like, a laugh or a cheer track on it?
You know what, don't give them any ideas. All of a sudden, they'll be, you know, all the backstage vignettes will be getting, you know, raucous applause.
This is going to be go down as like the strangest time for like wrestling fans. And do you like have you even out of morbid curiosity had a chance to like watch any of the Raws or SmackDowns or AEWs like with the empty arenas?
Yeah, I watched primarily AEW. Like I, at this point, WWE is torture. So I literally watch you for some reason and dumb on their part. They do a 3-minute YouTube wrap up show.
And you're like, oh, that's all you need.
That's literally all you need. Like, you get the gist of everything. Like, so I watched the one on Monday. The only thing that they didn't include was the dude from the Street Profits completely eating.
Oh, that was gnarly.
Oh, my God. That wasn't planned, I don't think. So that sucked. But, like, so, yeah, the AEW stuff, like, I think they've been doing much better. Like, they've been handling the situation much better.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the Matt Hardy thing was a little corny at the end.
Yeah.
you know, like him like teleporting and just him like controlling the fireworks. I thought that was a little much. But otherwise, I mean, I think they're handling it as well as you possibly could.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's going to go down as one of the strangest times. I mean, for the world,
I mean,
dude.
Period.
Yeah,
not even with Russia. I mean, you know, 25 years from now, you're going to remember, like, it's funny, like, so even at work, so, like, we're part of, like, this, you know, we work under this other mm-hmm. kind of city agency. And they're like, so when you're writing, like, we have to document everything. When you're writing documentation, just make sure you include you couldn't do X, Y, and Z because of COVID-19. Just in yep. case we're reviewing stuff later on and we don't remember. I was like, you're never going to forget this. Like, we will die before we forget what happened.
Oh yeah,
in 2020. Like, there's no, you'll never forget this. So I mean, it's just it's kind of funny, you know, to think that like people, this is something that will live on for as long as anyone who's been around for it will never forget about it.
Well, so you're in New York City, and New York City is such like so known for sports radio, you know, like WFAN and all that. And
yeah, all it is COVID stuff. There's no, I mean, there's no sports to really talk of.
Yeah. So what
there's no even like fantasy stuff and
what are the, what what do the New York sports media, what are they covering now? So they're just giving straight COVID news?
For the most part, like, they have people calling in, and, like, they kind of, it's all, like, sort of, like, well, what do you, when do you think baseball will be back?
Sure.
Will they do empty stadium games? What about, like, but there's nothing else to really, I mean, everything else feels like it's, how could you talk about, like, who cares who's getting drafted first? Mm-hmm. But so they're all, like, they're all working from home, which is, it also makes for a weird dynamic.
Yeah.
They have some, like, I forget what the machine is called. But they all, like, kind of can do it over, like, I guess it's an ISDN line, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. It's, like, supposed to be a diversion, but it's not, you know?
Yeah.
It's just as bad, you know?
That's crazy, man. It's a lot of what's going on. But at the same time, like, if you could, and I'm, you know, continuously trying to be like aggressively optimistic, just like trying as hard as I can, like, oh, God damn it, I'm going to try and be positive. So if you could, what do you think at the end of this, you know, whatever the timeline is, who knows, but at the end of this, what are some lessons we can learn from this, you think, or what positives do you think will come to society and you know, our communities after this?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think, I always hope, and I, even for my own, like, I'm a little bit of a homebody, and I kind of take things for granted sometimes.
Sure.
You know, and, or there's, like, yeah, I know that show's going on, but this couch is pretty comfortable, or, like, I know I'm supposed to go get lunch with so-and-so, but, you know, they don't call, I'm not going to call, you know what I mean? And I think it'll make people sort of make more of an effort, I hope. I hope it's a long-standing thing and not one of those kind of, like, how it was, honestly, post 9/11, everyone in New York loved each other, and then in December, everyone wanted, it was back to, you know what I mean? But I hope, you know, people kind of, you know, rekindle, like, if they have, you know, relationship problems with their family, mm-hmm. that, you know, they have kind of been in, you know, people are kind of seeing the gravity of the situation and not wanting to wait too long, you know, in case something did happen.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, hopefully people sort of, like, it's a joke, like, there's a meme going around, like, please invite me to everything, I swear I'll show up. And I kind of, like, that's kind of my thing as well. It's sort of like, it's easy to kind of, you know, let work kind of be, you know, the be all, and when you get home, you're like, oh, I'm so tired. Mm-hmm. You're like, man, I would love to go see Incendiary, but it's a Wednesday. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, now, going forward, you know, in July or wherever it may be, I don't give, you know, 5:30 after work, I'm going to a show. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I'm
there.
You know, and I miss that a lot. You know, I think that's a big part of it. And I hope, you know, it's hard to say, like, when all that stuff will come back and when normalcy will come back. If it ever does, who knows?
Do you think that we're going to have a collective PTSD about going to big situations and big, you know, concerts and stuff like that?
See, I mean, you know what? Like, I was talking about that with a buddy of mine this afternoon. Like, you can't help it, like, to kind of be like, oh, you know, like,
yeah.
I feel like the information that we've gotten, you know, not to, I won't get political, but, like, it's been so sort of haphazard. Like, if we get the go ahead, you know, July 15th, that we should be good. Am I going to a show July 17th at, like, MSG? Probably not.
Yeah. You're like, I mean? I'm like, going to wait this one out a little bit.
Right. Like, you guys go try and let me know. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I think people are automatically going to be, you know, sort of, it's a little worrisome. And I think, you know, I think there will be, you know, you'll have to have some kind of thought in the back of your head, like, I don't know, like, well, I'll go, but I'm not totally comfortable.
Well, in Japan, All Japan Pro Wrestling, I think cases started to go down a little bit, and All Japan ran a show at Kurikan Hall with like 1,200 people. It was sold out, and then cases started to go up, and they're like, "Oh, they stopped doing that."
Right. So, like, as like, you know, everyone seems like, "Oh my god!" Like, in New York, they're saying that the peak is not until the end of April.
Yeah,
it's looking like so. It's another month, but like, it's not going to be like, and then May 10th, everyone's back to work. It's going to be like, you know, then it's going to start slowly declining. Who the hell knows how long it's going to take, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, people are really chomping at the bit to, like, you know, all these shows, like, I've watched a ton of stuff online, you know.
Yeah.
Ben Gibbard from Death Cab did a bunch of stuff, and that, like, Code Orange thing was amazing. But, like, it still doesn't take the place of that live show. So I think people are going to be in a rush to get back, but everyone's going to have it in the back of their head that it's like, oh boy, I hope this is okay.
So what are some other things you would suggest people get into, any forms of entertainment to kind of like, you know, get outside of the, cause you know, it's important to stay in tune with things and stay up to date with news, but, you know, you can't be sucked into it constant. It is important to have, those distractions. What are some things, maybe some TV shows you would suggest people binge, or some movies that they may not know about?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, any kind of podcast is not like, I made the mistake when it was first going on. There were like two like Corona podcasts that I downloaded. I'm like, what am I doing?
Yep.
Like, I'm going to drive myself crazy. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, I'm deleting these. These are gone. So, you know, listen to podcasts about movies. I listen to a ton of those. I listen to like a ton of wrestling ones, a ton of music ones. Do that. If you like video games, I peer pressured a buddy of mine who's working from home, who's a teacher, to get one, and I was like, he's married, and his wife's a psychiatrist, and I was like, you need to buy a second controller, because everyone makes fun of us when you get one, and when it's in the house, everybody wants to play.
Yep.
And he didn't get a second one, and now he had a back order one, because his wife was like, that actually looks like fun. I'm like, welcome. I think, I'm trying, I watched that Tiger King thing, which was just insane. Yeah, it's terrible, and they're terrible human beings. And I wasn't watching it to expect them to be like virtue, like paragons of some of virtue. I thought they were terrible people.
But you can't look away.
No, it's insane. It's insane. I just got off the phone with my old mom, and she was like, "Have you watched Tiger King?" I said, yeah. she goes, "Your sister says I shouldn't watch it." I go, "No, it's awful, but it's hilarious. Like, it's amazing." And
yeah.
I'm like, having toured the world and toured the country, I'm not shocked that this exists. It's still shocking to watch. You know what I mean? To be like, the twists and turns, I'm like, everyone's turning on each other. It's watching the best wrestling feud ever. I started watching a show called McMillions.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Which is on HBO. The whole premise is, I mean, it's a documentary. So, I mean, I'm sure you remember as a kid, McDonald's did that like Monopoly game.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Remember, you'd like get the game pieces from the soda, like, and from the like French fries and stuff.
Oh, I was a player.
Yeah. So it turns out that entire thing was rigged.
Oh no! What?
And there was one person, like, so you would win, like, you know, the little like kind of, you might win a TV from Best Buy or whatever, but like the $1 million prizes and the houses and the boats and stuff was all related to this one guy. And like, he would rig it so his family members would win, but they all had different names. So like, well, it's different last names. So you wouldn't know they were related. So it would be like, you know, his sister would like, you know, would win, but it would be in his brother-in-law's name. So it wouldn't match it. Like, it's like 8 episodes something. So I don't like, that's like, you know, that from the get go, that's like the premise. So it's not like I didn't spoil anything.
Yeah.
But that's pretty impressive. That's like super intense. I'm trying to think what movies I've watched recently that I really liked. If you haven't seen Uncut Gems,
oh yeah,
well worth it.
Speaking of Mike Francesa, nice little cameo in there.
Hey, I mean, that was the that's the best he's done in a very long time. That's the most likable he's been. I'm also, I don't know, like, we were talking about the whole like direct to like streaming stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which I find kind of fascinating, and I don't know if this will be like really, really, you know, be an impact on theaters going forward.
Yeah,
but I'm really curious to see The Invisible Man.
I loved it.
It looks great. Like, at first I was like, this premise sounds like, I mean, I'm thinking of the guy like wrapped in, you know, like a mummy.
Sure.
But I saw that the trailer looks great. I want to see that. I want to see The Hunt.
Oh, I've heard that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that had gotten, it was supposed to be out like months ago, but I mean, the whole premise is, it's kind of like Battle Royale, or, and it's like left wing versus right wing people, and
yeah,
like neither side are likable.
Yep.
But yeah, so I'm looking, yeah, I'm trying to do one of those. I'm trying to think if I've watched any other movies yet. I watched The League a lot for like, it's one of those, like, everyone watches The Office a million times. Mm-hmm. I watched The League a thousand times. Have you ever watched that?
I have not watched The League. Maybe I should dive into that. I'm rewatching The Wire.
You know, I've never watched The Wire because it's been like, I was I was so late to the game, and everyone's like, it's like the best television show ever. It's such a daunting task.
Yeah.
Dive in, but I feel like if there's any time in my entire life that I'm going to have the ability to do so, now is that time.
Yeah, man, and it's yes, absolutely, and now's the time. I just finished The Sopranos, actually before all of this stuff happened. Now I'm doing The Wire, and I'm also doing the new season of Ozark.
That, yeah, you know what? I watched the first season of that, and I loved it. Totally. Kind of flaked on the second one, so I want to go back and watch the second season because I heard the third season's even crazier.
There's tons of stuff to keep us occupied and keep our minds. Obviously, stay tuned with the news and everything and everything. But we do need to, you know, keep ourselves occupied. Axe to Grind, putting out tons of podcasts. Whether you're on the Patreon or the free feed, I would suggest definitely checking out Axe to Grind. And my question for you, my last question for you is actually I have two questions. Okay.
Sure.
So you are a non-drinker. I know that. But if we were to go to karaoke and we were to give you a free non-alcoholic beverages, we would just get you. You would be in a good mood. All your friends would be drinking. Right. Give you some sugar. What is your go-to karaoke song, Tom?
You know what? Oh, man. Rob, it's tough. I would probably do what kind of karaoke are we talking?
Dude.
Like, can I get like a Pantera song on there, or is it strictly like Meatloaf?
It's open, man. It could be hardcore karaoke if you want. But yeah, Pantera, man, if you want to do Pantera, I'm all for it.
I'm going to do I would like to do Street Justice by the Cro-Magnon.
Nice. Dude, that's there you go.
It's almost a little, I can't always backfill, so like I can't necessarily pick a Pantera song in good faith.
Fair enough, brother. Okay, so last question, Tom. What are four albums that changed your life for the better?
Changed my life for the better. I would say Master of Puppets.
Yes.
By Metallica, clearly. The Minor Threat discography.
Mm-hmm.
Sick of It All, Blood, Sweat, No Tears.
Hell yeah.
And Leeway, Desperate Measures.
Right on. That's a good choice, man. And if you don't know those records, I'm assuming you probably know Metallica. But the rest, definitely check out. I believe they're all available, you know, streaming and whatnot. Tom, man, thanks for taking the time. I know you're super busy. I know it's probably like around 9 o'clock over where you are. You probably got to get up early in the morning.
Thanks for having me. Say hello to Ian for me. I hope all is well out there, and hopefully we'll see you guys soon.
Absolutely, brother. Stay safe, stay sane, and I'll talk to you soon, bro.
You too, man. Thank you.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.